This is a coastal story, written and presented by Charlie Connolly. On July the 14th, 1918, the American submarine L2, under Captain Paul Foster, was cruising at periscope depth south of Cape Clear Island off the coast of County Cork. It was a clear day with good visibility, and when he saw something on the water, a little way off, at first he thought it was some kind of marker buoy. Then he looked a bit closer, and was startled to see a German U-boat floating openly, brazenly even, on the surface of the sea. The German submarines had proved pretty effective at disrupting traffic in the English Channel, sinking a considerable number of civilian cargo ships and steamers. They were renowned for their stealth, so to see one on the surface, apparently unconcerned about detection, was baffling at best, alarming at worst. Foster approached, slowly, wary that this could be some kind of trap. Then, as he drew closer, he could see a figure on deck, an officer, near the prow, above the torpedo tubes, just standing there, arms folded, looking out to sea. If he'd seen the L2, he made no attempt to raise the alarm. Still wary, Foster ordered action stations and ordered the crew to prepare to fire. Before he could give the order, and as he watched through the periscope, a huge explosion completely engulfed the U-boat. When the smoke and spume had cleared, there was no sign of the vessel, certainly no sign of the officer. Foster moved closer to where the U-boat had been, but there was nothing. Barely even a piece of debris. A few days later, the German Admiralty put out a bulletin announcing that U-boat UB-65 was missing, presumed lost, with 37 men on board. She would have been a decent scalp for Captain Foster if he'd managed to get a shot off before the explosion did his job for him. That particular U-boat had made 6 long patrols during the war, ranging along the English Channel and up the Irish Sea, sometimes patrolling as far north as the Western Isles of Scotland. She was credited with sinking 6 merchant ships and damaged half a dozen more. Only a day before her demise, UB-65, in the second week of a patrol mission at the western end of the Channel, had sunk a Portuguese coaster called the Maria Jose. What the American submarine commander couldn't have known was that UB-65 had quite a reputation in German military circles. Not for the effectiveness of its gunnery or the stealth of its navigation, but because many who sailed on her insisted she was haunted. It was almost as if she was cursed from the start. A Type 3 U-boat of the King's Imperial Army, UB-65 was built at the Vulcanwerke shipyard in Hamburg, the keel laid down in May 1916. In the early stages of construction, a heavy girder slipped from its crane as it was lowered into position in the hull and killed 2 workmen. A few weeks later, 3 engineers were asphyxiated by fumes when working in the engine room. That was 5 men dead before the U-boat had even got wet. When her sea trials began, a seaman sent forward to check the hatches was swept overboard by a freak wave and never seen again. On her first dive, instead of levelling out 30 feet beneath the surface as planned, UB-65 kept descending, right to the bottom of the sea. A ballast tank fractured, and seawater contaminated the batteries, causing them to give off noxious fumes. By the time the submarine finally surfaced after 12 hours, the crew were all suffering breathing difficulties. Two men died later in hospital as a result. Worst of all, in February 1917, UB-65 was about to commence its career patrolling the English Channel when a torpedo being loaded into the armoury blew up without warning, killing the second officer and 8 crewmen. As the U-boat was towed to Zeebrugge for repairs, the crew was understandably subdued. The vessel was quiet. Without the engines, the crew could hear the gloop and slop of the sea against the hull. The bodies of their dead shipmates were laid out a few feet away in a rear cabin. Suddenly, the silence was interrupted by the cries of a seaman named Carl Peterson, who had been on duty on deck. He half descended, half fell down the ladder from the conning tower, eyes wide with fear, saying he'd just seen the dead second officer on deck, standing near the prow, directly above the torpedo tube where he was killed, arms folded, looking out to sea. As soon as they reached Zeebrugge, Peterson deserted. Once she was seaworthy again, UB-65 returned to service with a new captain, one who held no truck with any superstitious nonsense, and an entirely new crew. Yet still, on every patrol, submariners reported sightings of the dead second officer, on deck, always near the prow, above the torpedo tube, in his peaked cap and greatcoat, just standing there, arms folded, looking out to sea. In 2004, divers found the wreck of the UB-65 on the seabed. They didn't explore too closely, it is, after all, the grave of 37 men. But she seemed to be fully intact, they said. No sign of any damage from an explosion. It was as if she'd just sunk to the bottom of her own volition. UB-65 is down there still, a century later. A cursed ship? Maybe. But maybe that was just sailors' talk. They can be a superstitious bunch. A haunted ship? There were a lot of sightings of the officer, not least by Captain Paul Foster of the L2. As the UB-65 sank beneath the waves to its final resting place, there he was, near the prow, above the torpedo tube, just standing there, arms folded, looking out to sea. That was a coastal story. I'm Charlie Connolly, and that was the last of these three stories for Halloween. I referred to them as a trilogy on Twitter yesterday. I was quite pleased with that. Normal service will resume next Friday with your regular weekly episodes of Coastal Stories. If you'd like to help support Coastal Stories and your hands aren't trembling too much after these three episodes, which were pretty spooky, let's be fair, it would be great if you could donate the price of a pint via ko-fi.com. I think it's supposed to be coffee.com, but that had obviously gone, so they spell it ko-fi.com/coastalstories. That's ko-fi.com/coastalstories. There's a link in the blurb that goes with this episode. It's not a pint at London prices either. Very reasonable. A quick last plug for my book about the English Channel. It's called The Channel, and it came out in the summer and got some pretty decent reviews. It's available in all the usual places, and probably some unusual ones too. If you want to find out more, then hail me on Twitter at Charlie Connolly or on the show's Facebook page. Just search Coastal Stories Podcast. The waves that go with these three stories were recorded at Deal on Wednesday, the 27th of October 2020. Thanks for listening and sleep well.